We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Coach CJ, you got your work cut out for you trying to size down that receiver group, because you got a lot of talent out there. There's a lot of good guys out there.
That's a good thing to have. This is one of the best problems I've ever had. We got a lot of guys that can do a lot of different things. They function very well within the offense. Quarterback loves them all. And, even the young kids, they coming in, they physical, they big. All these guys can run. Our scouts did a great job assembling this group.
Now, Coach, when you're looking at the roster spots and who's in the back end of that receiving core, and it seems like that 9-10 deep are all competing, is it to a case in point that, okay, can you kick off coverage or go in punt coverage or do something as far as if you are that fifth or sixth receiver, that they have to contribute that way? That's how you make the team.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what, Bobby? The first thing you got to ask yourself, how can I get them to the game? You know you're going to get three starters in the game, but the other guys got to be multifunctional. And what I mean by that, they got to do punts, kickoffs. They got to block, sometime. They got to be in all these oddball personnel groups. And so if you could do that and be a special teams demon, then you got a real good chance of making this team.
Coach, if you look at the roster, right, and the receiver group, 6'1", 6'2", seems to be the common theme. Did you guys make a concerted effort over the last year or two to get bigger guys in here?
We always wanted a big guys, but our running game is so dynamic with Kamara and Mark Ingram. You got to get guys in there that's going to block, that they got to really account for us. And when they do that, then we could do something else in the passing game. So you got big guys who can run, who's physical, who are fast, and they're doing a great job blocking.
Now, Coach, when you look at guys that catch our attention, we get to witness four practices. A guy like Massington, out of UCLA, a rookie, what can you say about him?
Speed guy, big, fast guy. He was a track kid in college, ran track, can catch the ball well, does a great job blocking, understands the offense. They ran a similar offense to what we're doing. Some of the concepts are very similar. So, this is a guy that you got to take a good, hard look at. If he can cover some kicks and, maybe do a return or two, I think this kid will have a good shot at being on this roster.
Now, when you look at a guy like Carr, the fans aren't familiar with him. He's with the Patriots. He's on the roster. We haven't really seen him. And we're familiar with that type of receiver in the slot, looking at Lance Moore, looking at Willie Snead. Does he have that kind of ability? How would you break him down with a fan?
I would say this. I think New England saw enough of him where he led their team in receptions last year in the preseason. We like him a lot. We like what he does. He can separate. Great short area quickness. He's bigger than you would think. He's a strong kid. He's 6 foot. He's over 200 pounds, and he does a great job blocking. He's a guy that's definitely in the mix. Special teams will be important, but I like how this kid catches and run routes.
Typically, how many receivers do you guys carry on the active?
It's five or six, and sometimes it's one or two on practice squad. I'm being greedy. I like to keep seven or eight guys in the building. Seven would be good, if not seven, six. But, we got a good problem, I think, here.
Now, CJ, when you look at all the receivers you've coached, and you look at Michael Thomas, what he's achieved in his first 2 years, what do you do to make him even better? Is it like paying attention to detail or take the approach that you haven't accomplished anything yet? How do you keep him hungry?
Well, I think this. I think Mike Thomas is hungry by nature, but I would say one thing about him. He needs to get more detail-oriented. Some of the things that he do in games and that he does in practice that he needs to clean up, and we're working on it, and he does a fabulous job doing that. He needs to continue to press the defense. He needs to learn more about what our offense is doing and learn more about defensive backs, study those guys around the league a little bit more. So he has some work to do, but I think he's good, in a good position.
Training camp upcoming after the mini camp. Brandon Coleman hasn't been out there too much through OTAs and mini camp, but how big of a camp will this be for Brandon Coleman because of the depth that you guys have at wide receiver?
But one thing I would say about Brandon, I thought last year he was our MVP. Any dirty work thing that he had to do, he did all those things. He was at every game. He played. He competed hard. He played a variety of different positions. He played everywhere. So I love what B. Cole does. Now, you know, as far as training camp comes, you know, the only thing I would say about him, if he's healthy, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing him play next year.
Is he your best run game blocking receiver?
I think he's one of them. I think he has courage. I think he knows what to do. He's one of the smartest guys we have, you know, and he goes in there, and I'm telling you, he puts up all these safeties.
Now, CJ, when you look at speed, you got to be born with that God-given ability. Ted Ginn, where he's at, doesn't it seem like he runs like he's young 20s?
Yes. I mean, you know what? One thing about him, man, he's found a fault in the youth. I don't know where he found it at, but he still can run. He's fast. He made a couple plays out here a couple days. I really didn't think he'd get to those balls. And then what he does is he does well with the ball in his hand also. You know, he can give him a reverse or downfield, and he tracks the ball a lot better than I ever thought he would do. So this kid here, he has it all. And he's a good thing he got a couple more years in him.
How has Tommy Lee progressed in his time?
Ooh, Tommy Lee may be the star so far. Tommy Lee's catching deep, short balls. I think he and Drew are starting to hook up a little bit more. I like what Tommy Lee is. He's another speed guy that you love to have on the field.
Early impressions of Traquan Smith?
I like Traquan. Long stride, good speed. His arms are so long, he could catch balls. You know, he reminds me a little bit of Colston with those long-limbed catches that he makes. You know, I love what Traquan can do.
Now, you're familiar with Cameron Meredith.
Yes.
Now, coming off of his injury, was it something that you had to convince the organization, look, I know this kid's character and having coached him and his ability that he could be one of our top receivers?
I know the organization kind of felt that he was one of the better receivers and didn't think Chicago would let him go. And when they did, I thought we had an opportunity. You know, I got in and you know, I really, really love to, you know, talk about Cam Meredith because he can do everything. If you watch him 2 years ago, he can run inside, outside routes. He's faster, he's taller and bigger than you think. So, you know, I thought it's a win-win. He was our guy that we looked on our board and said, okay, he's one of the guys that we definitely want free agency.
Coach Curtis Johnson, we appreciate it. Always a pleasure, man.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thanks, CJ.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.